Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight is going to be another good night. We have an amazing local hero in the studio with us this evening, and really, she does not require an introduction. But if by chance you've missed getting to know her tonight, you're going to love the show. We have Mimi Mosley.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Mimi, for coming on our show.
Glad to be here. I love it.
Yeah, me too, and I'm so honored to have you. And so Mimi is the owner of Mosley's Family Cellars, and along with her husband Marty, and their family is just an amazing influencer here in our North State community. And tonight we picked Mimi out of the Mosley family because she just really knows how to rise and shine for the sake of others.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. I truly believe that. And we should have had you on sooner, but you know, with everything that's been going on with COVID and stuff, so here we are, and tonight we're going to learn as much as we can in the time we have allotted.
Super. How's I'm that? Glad to.
So, Mimi, why don't we just dive right in?
Okay.
So, we have been sitting here chatting, and of course I've known you for a long time, but I know I don't know everything about you. Why don't you tell us, how did you and your family come to Reading? Where'd you come from? Like, what your background is?
Oh, that's a good question. We are originally from the South. I'm from Atlanta. My husband's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we kept moving further and further west until we ran out of land. So we ended up in the Bay Area. My husband was with Apple Computer at the time.
Oh.
And then we lived down in the Bay Area for 20 years, but in the midst of that, when our son graduated from high school, he and his roommate decided to move up to Simpson and go to the university there. So he and his friend Billy were so excited to come up here and live together, and they had such a great time. And then Matt met a local girl, Anna.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And they fell in love, got married, and then Matt called his brother and said, you and your wife should come up here because the cost of living's fabulous. You're going to love it. And so he did. And then we were stuck in San Jose, which is, in my opinion, one of the armpits of California. And I said, what's going on? We need to get up there, too. And then they all started having babies.
Yeah.
So we sold the house, moved to Reading, and haven't looked back.
Oh, my
That was
goodness.
12 years ago.
So you've been here 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like you've always been here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So you sold your house. So was Marty still working for Apple at the time?
No, he was an independent contractor.
Gotcha.
So he has been all over the country. And once he got up here, then he had a contract with a company in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
So he was initially one of the watchdogs over Obamacare.
Okay.
He went into it and said, this is not going to fly. It's not going to work. And he was right. And it didn't work. And he's, because of his field, which is information architecture, he knew everything that had they done what he told them to do, it would have flown and flown beautifully.
But, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are blessed to have both of you in our community.
Thank you.
That is for sure. So when you came 12 years ago, what did your day-to-day look like for you in the beginning?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, I looked around Reading and I thought, well, there's a lot of interesting things going on here in Reading, and how do we plug in?
Yeah.
We had decided to open a winery. We had been making wine for a few years, just on an amateur level. We decided to open a winery. In fact, it was right next door to the studio here.
Yes.
In our very first tasting room. Excuse me. And when we did that, we were traveling around the downtown area, I saw things and I thought, this is so strange. The level of homeless or what we call creepers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seemed they were everywhere. And I saw a cycle, and it seemed like children were going through the same cycle that their grandparents had gone through.
Yeah.
They were living the same dysfunctional life. And I thought, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it hit my heart so deeply. But I said, I've got to figure out what to do here.
Yeah.
And that's when my son came into the picture.
Okay.
And I said, Matt, what do I do with this? And he said, you need to apply for leadership reading.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I did, and they let me in, which was wonderful. And it's such an amazing program. You learn almost mm-hmm. everything there is to know about Shasta County in 9 months,
yeah.
one day a month. And it was transforming to me to the point where if I drive down Placer Street now and I see something, I not only know what the problem is, I know what yeah. the solution can be.
Yes.
And I know who to call if I have a question about it.
Yeah.
So leadership reading was transformational for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a great thing, and I got to know 29 other of my best friends.
Yes. Yes.
And you come from different walks of life. I think one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up is this is the time if people want to join Leadership Reading, mm-hmm. they need to apply now. And
okay.
there will be there's a window of time until about the middle of March where they can submit their applications. We only accept 30
yeah.
members of the class every year, and we want everybody to be a part, but sometimes it's hard. So we really need to get those applications in on time. But it is an amazing experience. And I have a voice in the city today because of the influence that Leadership Reading had on my life during that time.
I have to agree. So I'm graduating class of 2011.
Best class ever.
It's always the best class ever. So, but I agree with you. Even though I call myself a local because I came here when I was 10. So I wasn't born here, but I basically was raised here and have been here in my adult life. I still hadn't plugged into that circuit until I was in my early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I had volunteerism, no problem. But how the inner working of our city and our community,
right.
That was my natural step. And
mm-hmm.
so I did Leadership Reading, and I will always remember it as one of the best things I've ever done in my personal life, but also in my career.
Yeah.
And the friendships that come out of that.
Oh, yeah. So you were the class right before mine. I was 2012.
Okay.
Best
okay.
class ever.
Yes, that's right. So,
yeah. And one of the things that Leadership Reading did for me is I got to see the inner workings of this county, and I realized I was able to see some areas that really touched my heart.
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that as we go, but
mm-hmm.
I have got such a heart for this city now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. And what I like about that, because Leadership Reading, I think they do such an amazing job. First of all, for those of you who maybe are not familiar with what Leadership Reading is, when you join Leadership Reading, it's a volunteer organization that's, it's class project, unless something has changed I'm not aware of, is you get to know all the different facets of our community as far as law enforcement, civic leaders, and so on, fire mm-hmm. departments. At the end of the season, you have a class project, and you give something back
yep.
from your class to the community
yep.
that you're serving.
Mm-hmm.
And in our class, we lost one of our dear classmates at the time to unexpected cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so our class project was fundraising was based around him and his need, and how the community came together to help out this young man was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Which really impacted me. And for me personally, I've always had a heart for anything that's really cancer related. So Relay
yeah.
for Life, Think Pink,
yeah.
Making Strides, groups along those. I love all of it. But this, so it's sewn right into my heart and knitted friendships together that have been influential. We've left that and gone to many different volunteer opportunities together
right.
as a group.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've had that same experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So we, over the course of these 9 months, one day a month, that you attend, everything from public safety, the history of Shasta County, government, mm-hmm. economics, art and history, all kinds mm-hmm. of stuff. So it's a very well-rounded, and I know more than a lot of people who were born and raised here.
Yes, that's true.
And it's all because of Leadership Reading.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, Mimi, it went by so quick, we've got to take a break, but we will be back. So you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR Radio. We'll be right back. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and our guest this evening is the very own Mimi Mosley.
Hello.
Hello. So for those of you, if you're just tuning in and you have not listened to Heroes of the North State in the past, I'm going to give you a quick overview of what the heart of the show really is about. So this show, about 3 years ago, how fast it has flown by, came to mind because we were having all of those devastating fires around us during the time, during the car fire, and seems like that just continues on. But during that time, we had so many amazing people who just rose above and made a difference in the lives of our community members, and not because they had to or they were told to or just simply because it was the right thing to do. They saw a need and they filled it. And so out of that birthed this show, to find people who are rising above, making a difference in our community and in the lives of others, and not doing it so they get the accolades, but doing it just because that's what we do. We're caring human beings and we take care of each other. And what I found in this show is it's really hard to find a person that is an unsung hero who says, look at me. So if you know someone who is an unsung hero in your mind, and it can be of any level, it does not have to be a great magnitude. We want those people that maybe they just shop for the neighbor next door all the time, or cut the lawn, or volunteer at the daycare, or whatever it is that they do that they just know that's what good people do. I'd like to hear from you. So you can go to My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting's Facebook page and message me and nominate an unsung hero. We would love to showcase them on the show. And so tonight we're talking with Mimi, and Mimi, you, where we were talking earlier about leadership writing, but I know that's not all you've been involved in. Mimi is involved in everything from handing out coffee for a fundraiser, all the way up to One Safe Place and everything in between. So you can tell your story so much better than I can, so if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Well, there's so many fun things to do, and Reading's so creative in all kinds of volunteer aspects that, but you have to be in a position where you know what is available out there. And when we first opened our tasting room right next door to the studio here, we had been open one day, and it was our second day. It was a Saturday, and my husband is outside the back parking lot area, and he comes and he said, there's a woman whose husband has been abusing her. She's got three little girls. Can we harbor her inside our tasting room? And I was, of course. So we brought her in, locked the doors, and she was in tears. And you know, sometimes you think of abused people, and you give them a stereotype, and it didn't seem to matter what the stereotype was. It was like, this is someone in need, and we have to help. So we brought her in, and she's telling us the story. She's got these three little girls that were just precious, and I thought, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to call. I don't know what to do. So I said, well, we need to call 911 if this guy is coming to hurt you. Yeah. So she got on the phone, called 911. This was in 2011, and the police had already been, they had downsized in such a huge way. So there weren't tons of cops available. And so the police officer said, I'm really sorry. If you're safe, just stay where you are.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's got to be somebody who can help her. So I'm frustrated. And I decided to walk over to the police department, which was right behind us at the time.
Yes.
And I knocked on the door, and the officer inside was helping another woman and children. I could see through the glass, and I thought, oh, my gosh, on a Saturday afternoon, this woman is in need, and I've got somebody I'm harboring in need. And so I came back, and as I was walking back, there's this crazy guy screaming and cussing right on Shasta Street, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is the guy who's after the gal in my tasting room. And so I was just, I've got to get to the tasting room quickly. Yeah. So I had my keys, I ran in, locked the door behind me, and I said, I think he's outside. She panicked, and she said, I said, what does he look like? And she said, well, what did he look like? And I said, he had a beard and long hair. She said, that's not him. And I thought, oh, my gosh,
there's another
one on a Saturday afternoon in downtown Reading trying to kill his wife.
Yeah.
And I was so frustrated. And we got to a point later on in the day where an officer was finally able to come, and he took her safely somewhere. I don't know where he took her.
Yeah.
The next day, or 2 days later, I went to a Soroptimist club. Because I was always looking, where can I plug in? What can I do?
Yeah.
And they had a speaker at the time, Michael Burke and Angela, gosh, I can't remember her last name now.
Yes.
but they were speaking, and they said, Angela started telling the story of women who are victims. And I was crying. I'm on the front row. I'm crying. And she keeps looking at me like, oh, great, I've got to Yeah, I've got a Looney Tune here. And so when it was over, I went up to her still with tears rolling down my face, and I told her what happened, and she just kind of excelled, and she exhaled, and she said, "This is who you should have called." At the time, it was Women's Refuge. It's now One Safe Place. But had I known that phone number, I would have been able to call them and say, "Here's what I've got." They would have helped me.
Yeah, immediately.
Right. And this, I'm on the board now for One Safe Place, and I begged them to let me be on their board for years, and they finally let me on. So at a weak moment. But they were, what we do at One Safe Place with these women and men who work the shelter do, they no longer hide it. Yeah. It used to be with Women's Refuge that the where the women were kept was a secret location.
Yeah.
Now we are in your face, and it's so safe there that women can come and they can get the help that they need, and they're safe. They get inside, and it truly is one safe place.
Yeah.
And they can get all of the services that they need, everything from a lawyer or restraining order, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
The counseling. People are there to help them, and they've got means to take care of the children as well while the mother is being interviewed. And it's not just women. They're men, too.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you know, what I'm impressed by with One Safe Place is once you're inside, what a home atmosphere it gives you. It gives you just, you can, like you said, exhale. You can regroup. It gives you a place to be able to just calmly focus on what you need to do, and you have the support of others in there with you.
Right.
And
we've got a new director now, Katie Minoletti, and she's killing it. She's doing such a great job, and she has unified the team better than I think we've ever been unified before. Reaching out to these victims of domestic abuse, it's more evident than we would realize. And it's not just the drug addicts. It could be a cop's wife or a lawyer or I think at one time it was even a judge's wife.
Yeah.
So it crosses all boundaries of domestic abuse, and it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And right now we're also incredibly concerned with sex trafficking, and that's been heavy on our hearts as well, because these creepers, the pimps, get to sell that body over and over and over again. With drugs, they sell it once and the drug's gone.
Yes.
But with sex trafficking, they can traffic that woman nonstop. Mm. It's heartbreaking.
So, and is that something that One Safe Place, I'll put you on the spot with that. Is that something you're working closely with law enforcement? It's not something you do on your own.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. But they get the, and sometimes law enforcement finds out first.
Okay.
Other times someone will call in.
Gotcha.
Dignity Health has got a wonderful, program where they, just like years ago when they were trying to spot if a child was being physically abused or beaten, or a wife came in, she has certain bruises, they knew that would flag them.
Okay.
Now they have had extensive training through Dignity Health to find this information out, and now the doctors, nurses, technicians, they all know what to look for in a sex trafficked child.
I see. Okay. So then with that, how do you become a volunteer? I mean, you may not be privy to all of those details, but I imagine there's background checks, and it's a very safer. Is that something that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for One Safe Place, there's a lot of screening that you go through, and they're so good at it. Just because One Safe Place is where my heart is, there are so many opportunities. There's Pathways of Hope. There's United Way, Haven Humane.
Yeah.
What a fun volunteer that is to see these puppies and dogs that are scared move to a place where they know how to be walked and go potty outside and everything. I just, I love that.
My daughter just made it through the application process.
Oh, good for Haven Committee.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
And they ask her, are you okay with shoveling? And she goes, I would love to do that just to get to see the puppy and the dogs.
Aww.
Like, yeah, so there's a heart for everything.
It is.
And that's, honestly, Mimi, you're saying it well. That's exactly what this show's about. If what Mimi's talking about is her passion right now, but if you have something in you that you've always wanted to do and you've been thinking about and for whatever reason you haven't felt like you've had the opportunity or maybe the courage, we're here to encourage you to step out in that because with that comes great joy. Not only for yourself, but for the person you're serving.
Absolutely. So, bravo.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break again. Gosh, Mimi, talking with you just flies by. We'll be back in just a moment. I am Michelle Slade, and here with me is Mimi Mosley, and you are listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join me on Friday as we welcome Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and find out what's going on with workers' compensation and the changes in the laws and other legal matters that affect people up here in the North State. This and catching up on what's happening on our local, state, and national level. All here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a life.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. I'll tell you, we were just sitting here chatting on the break, and I was talking with Mimi and reminiscing a little bit of how I met her, and it was really, when we talk about volunteerism, so some of you may know I used to work over at our local PBS station, KIXE, and while I was there, I proposed an idea to do a wine auction. And it was live on the air, and not only did the set need to be decorated with a beautiful attire, the people were just dressed in beautiful clothing, but I knew absolutely nothing about wine. Nothing. And so I thought, I need to find somebody to help me. And honestly, I think it was through Leadership Reading that someone said, you need to call Mimi. And so I called her, and Mimi, oh my gosh, you are so amazing.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We met for quite a few weeks beforehand.
Yes.
So this was something I knew how to do. I didn't know how to do an auction, and you had that knowledge.
But I didn't know how to do wine.
But it was a lot of fun, and we were dressed to the nines. It was fabulous. But that was that's one of those things that KIXC did really well. They do auctions. And, you know, with COVID, I think it's probably going to start happening again.
Yes.
But if somebody's looking for an area to serve, we had, I mean, there were people in front of the camera, which was us. And that was fabulous. But there were people on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
There were quite a few on the phones. And then there were people who were just picking up and bringing things. So what I tell people is do what you're able to do.
Yes.
If you're able to pick something up and take it somewhere, that's a volunteer.
Yeah.
And it's needed. And if you weren't there doing that, there would be a hole.
Yes.
So I do what I can do. I don't have a lot of money to donate to big organizations, to charities, but I can do what I'm able to do. I'm able to give some wine. I'm able to go in and put sweat labor into some things. But all of us have something that we're able to do.
Yeah.
And I just encourage people, find out if there's an event going on, just say, you know, do you need anybody to kind of help set up or to help tear down afterwards or anything? And step in. And you do one little step like that and you meet some new people, some new friends.
Yep.
And then you begin to volunteer because it's who you are instead of, an obligation or something. It's a part of who you are and you have to do it. You just feel that satisfaction afterwards.
That's so true. So I've got this group of friends that I met during Relay for Life 20-something years ago, and maybe even longer than that. And we were part of the committee at the time when it was out at Shasta College. And, well, we started out at Bishop Quinn, and then the next year moved over to Shasta College. And we became so close that it never felt like work. And I don't know if you've ever been involved in a 24-hour event, but you're literally walking for 24 hours. And it was just one of those events that we just held each other up through the whole thing and laughed and had a great time with it. And then here this weekend, we're going to Shining Cares, Affair event.
Saturday.
And they're going to sit at my table. We're all going to, you know, just all of our friends getting together. And it's like, look at all of us all these years later.
Yeah. And even something like Shining Care, what a fabulous organization that is that helps the elderly, and businesses get involved, especially like some of the banks. If they notice, one of their customers comes in and she's doing something differently, they are trained who to contact at Shining Care, and then they can step in. It's amazing. And that's an area people can volunteer. And we were talking about Haven Humane earlier. You can do anything. You can fold towels for Haven Humane. So if you're a little nervous about COVID still, go down there. They'll train you how to fold the towels.
They'll train
you for everything. And every organization has got, a category that volunteers can step into. I bet even the city of Reading has got some things. I don't know if you know Sandy Thompson.
Yes.
She goes around and cleans up graffiti.
We had her on our show 2-3 months ago.
She's amazing.
She's phenomenal.
Yes.
She was telling me that she carries all of her, and she said it like doesn't everybody.
Yeah.
She carries all of her supplies, her paint and her rollers and her whatever it is in the trunk of her car always. And she goes, I don't have a designated time. I drive by, I see it. If I have time, I get out and fix it.
Yes.
Well, she got permission from the city and they said, go for it, Sandy.
Right.
And she's amazing.
Somebody could contact Sandy and say, hey, you need a helper?
Exactly.
If you see something like that, call me. I'll come help you do it.
Yeah, and she said she was of the mindset, and this was my grandmother also, never enter a room empty-handed, never leave a room empty-handed.
Yes.
So she's of that generation. We all need to do that to this day. And she says, oh, I go to paint that, and I just pick up the trash along the way. And
yep.
She said her favorite thing about that is when her friends honk at her and wave.
Oh,
I go,
I love her.
So sweet.
I love her.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, and there are things that we learned in our early years. Like, my very first job was at Six Flags Over Georgia.
Oh.
And one of the things that we were required to do was, as we're walking through the park, pick up trash.
Yeah.
If you were seen to walk past trash, you got written up if you didn't pick it up. So to this day, I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
To this day, if I see stuff on the street, within reason,
yeah,
I'll clean it up and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
But it's just, some of us, we have to change what we learned and, mm-hmm, and not keep going in that direction. But, I used to tell people, because my mother-in-law was such a great example to me of volunteering and being an encourager and everything, I would tell people, we can't all have a Jean Mosley in our lives, but,
yeah,
we can be a Jean Mosley.
That is so
so
true.
We can encourage others. We can clean up the area around us. And if we can take care of that in front of our own house and then do it on our block and then our city, our state, it'll just keep growing.
Yeah, that's so true. I've often said on this show that where you're planted, look around you. Because you don't have to go look for the need. It'll be right in front of you somewhere.
Yep.
Right around you. And the greatest gift you can give is yourself.
Yeah.
Your time, your talent, and your finances if you have it. And so, I know I've been the recipient of that myself. When I was a young girl, a young woman, I lost my wallet and, you know, foolishly I had every bit of money I had for the month in that wallet instead of in a bank. And, you know, you live and learn, you do it once.
Yeah.
And so I was in desperate need. I didn't have family here. My parents lived out of state. Isn't like now we can Venmo somebody some money. And I needed money for my children. And so I went to the Salvation Army and said, I need help because someone told me about it. The Salvation Army so graciously gave me diapers. They gave me food.
Wow.
They paid my electrical bill. And because of that, those were volunteers helping me.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I love to give to the Salvation Army to this day because they were here at a time of need. And I think back on that, I go, what? That's just someone giving unselfishly of their time and talent.
Yeah. That's so good.
So, well, Mimi, I'd like to encourage anyone who would like to nominate someone to be a hero on our show. Now is a great time. Go to My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting's Facebook page. So it's My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. And message me and say, I'd like to nominate my neighbor. My neighbor always goes and does whatever. Or, you know, have you ever been in the grocery store and someone's paid for the groceries of the person behind you? They don't have to be 1 hour interviews. These can be little sound bites that we can just share and talk about on the show. And so would love to hear from you. So give us a call either at 530-410-2371. Nominate someone, or if you'd like to know more about the show, give us a call. We can do that as well. So then, Mimi, I've seen you. Well, I should ask you, Jared, how much time before break?
We have about 30 seconds.
Oh, well, good timing. When we come back, Mimi, I got a couple of questions for you. And stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to the show, and we are in our last segment with Mimi Mosley, the owner of Mosley's Family Sellers and a community activist. She is an amazing woman, and I'm Michelle Slade, and I'm a host of the show, and tonight, Mimi, I just want to give you an opportunity. I've seen you, I mentioned a little bit earlier, I've seen you doing fundraisers where you're at Dutch Bros doing the coffee and for whatever passion that you have. So is there anything else on your heart that maybe we haven't touched on that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. You know, I had an interesting thing happen on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So one of the people at the table, I was talking about the growth of Reading, how exciting it is. And this person said, I don't want Reading to grow. I don't like it growing. I want it to be the way it was 40, 50 years ago. And I thought, are you crazy?
Yeah.
And the beauty that we, Marty and I have had is that we've had an opportunity to live in many different areas. One of those, San Jose. I would never go back there. But
yeah.
We also lived in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And that's my husband's hometown. And Reading is where Murfreesboro was about 20 years ago.
Hmm.
We saw things just starting to progress there. And there were people like, no, no, we want it to stay the way it is. Well, today it's one of the top three places that people are leaving and moving to. It's wonderful. And if we can grow in a special, determined way, like Murfreesboro did, then things are going to improve all the way around. There's going to be more jobs. There's going to be more opportunities. Special needs students are going to have more opportunities available to them. If we don't grow, it's going to hurt our children.
Well, and what's the saying? If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah, right.
And either way, there's going to be change.
Yep.
So
do you want to be a part of it and helping things go in a positive way, or do you want to be a roadblock? And I don't want to be a roadblock. I want to do whatever I can to help pave the way. And I remember when back to my mother-in-law again. She loved this story about this man who was going down a road and he needed to cross a chasm. And so he looked at the chasm. He said, I've got to build a bridge. He mm-hmm. built a bridge. And when he did, he walked to the other side. And then a man on the other side said, why did you do that? You've already crossed it now. You know, why'd you do that? And he said, but there will be others that come behind me, and they need to be able to cross this chasm.
Yeah.
And when we learn to help build, then we can make life better for others. Just as they say, we want our ceiling to be our kids' floor so that they will be catapulted. They'll be able to go further and better than we ever did.
Yeah, well, well said. So are there areas in Reading that, you have already grown that you particularly are enjoying at this point?
Oh, the downtown. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Downtown is so much fun, and all of these parking structures coming up and the new businesses. Mm-hmm. I just noticed there's a little Asian grill that's going to be opening up at Placer and Pine. And it's so cute.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I can't wait for that. But I just see people walking the downtown area now. Nobody used to walk through downtown.
Yeah.
Now we do. We see people we know. We stop and talk to them.
Yep.
Just when you and I were coming from dinner, just from the hearth to the studio, we ran into a friend of ours. And that's the Reading that I see today. And we have been a part of laying that foundation, and more is being built on it every day.
Yeah, I agree. I think for some, change is hard and scary because, you know, just like pick a color for a room. I'm going to simplify this. I think I can look at something and I have a pretty good mind's eye. Like I can see it built and what it's going to look like when it's finished. It's that diamond in the rough kind of thing. And I'm not saying we were the rough, but you know, it's that kind of mentality. Some people look at it and go, whoa, no, you're not painting it that color.
Yeah, right,
know,
right.
Or what have you. And then when it's done, they go, oh, this is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I
yeah.
love this. And I have to say, I like progression, but I was a little bit like that because of the nostalgia about taking out the mall downtown.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't completely against it, but I did stop and think about it. It was like, oh, but that's where I, you know, all my childhood memories and
right,
this and
right.
that. But then I have to think about it from that point. People before me didn't even have that.
Right.
It was open already. That's what it was fully intended. When they took the roof off and all the construction ended and I could sit and look at it, I was like, these buildings are beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, all that architecture that came out and popped out. And when you're strolling down there and that, like, yesterday and today and that wind's just, you know, it's just warm. I can just imagine what it's going to be like this summer.
Oh, yeah. And the IOF building.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's such a cool building. And Viva Downtown is over that. And they have been, they've opened it up to so many people at a very reasonable price.
Exactly.
So and that's something, Viva Downtown, they can always use volunteers. So there's, no one can say there's nothing to do in Reading.
If that is a true story.
Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Get out from under the rock.
Yeah, that is so true. I'm looking to see how much time we have. Jared, I don't want to run us over.
Got 6.5 minutes.
All right,
oh,
we're good,
good
to go. So,
yay.
Meaning, my next question then.
Yeah.
That makes me excited. So, is there anything that you're looking forward to that you can think up off the top of your mind that, or maybe it's never been thought of yet?
Oh, gosh, I wish I did.
I know, right?
I think we need to, in some ways, go back to a heart of service for our community. I think back to President Kennedy when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
There's so many of us that, you know, raise a fist at government people. One across the board, everything from city council, board of supervisors, governor, president. Somebody gets mad about something. But if we start every day and say, what can I do today? Can I do one thing?
Yeah.
Maybe it's pick up a piece of trash. Maybe it's following Sandy Thompson around and cleaning, helping her clean.
Yeah.
Maybe it's if you're totally in the dark and you really need some help, Leadership Reading.
Yeah.
Apply for that. There are so many opportunities here. And for a small town, It's really, Reading is very unique because mm-hmm. there are other small towns in the country you cannot break into.
Yeah.
And Reading opens their doors and says, you know, come on, you want to help? Mm-hmm. I'll give you a job. So yeah. everything you could, there are, I mentioned Haven Humane, Pathways of Hope. There's, once they place, there's just so many yeah. opportunities. And another
library.
Thing about the library, yes. Just pick up, take a garbage bag and walk downtown
yeah.
with rubber gloves on. Put garbage in the garbage bag.
Yeah.
Those, we can all do something.
You know, I think about the single mom that lives next door who, boy, if she could just go to the grocery store once without her kids.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's so many things that we can do that are literally right next to us, you know.
Sure.
I go back to that mowing the lawn for the neighbor,
yeah.
That senior person. We know yep. when we are at home and all of a sudden the grass is taller than it's ever been, what's going on.
Yeah. Well, what if not just babysitting, because some mm-hmm. people will freak out about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to the grocery store. Strawberries come into season. Get an yeah. extra carton of strawberries, go home, knock on that neighbor's door and say, you know, I just thought about you. God,
yeah.
this was a good price. I thought I'd give these to you.
Yeah,
we can
really
do that.
Meaning.
Little things like that.
Those
we
random
can,
act of kindness.
Yeah. You see, you know, those darn newspapers that they throw in your driveway all the time. You know, if you see two or three of them in your neighbor's yard, pick it up. If you're
yeah.
sweeping your sidewalk in front of your house, sweep in front of your neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Do one thing that you're able to do.
Yeah. I had a good neighbor who surprised me once and was washing her car, and I came out and she had washed my car.
I love that.
She goes, well, you're so busy. And I just thought it was, you know, I had the soap out. She was like, it was just this very kind gesture.
It's so sweet.
It was very sweet.
You know, when, I hope we're not getting too tight on time, but, I did 9 relief trips to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that we helped people do is on the last day we were there, we would go and do one block and just clean that block up. And there was a sweet woman, and I said, can I sweep your porch? And she said, yes. And then she told me, I used to sweep my porch every day. I haven't been able to do it since the storm.
Oh.
And so I was able to do that little thing for her. And then when we left for the day, we were driving down the street, and I saw her with a broom out, and she was sweeping her porch.
Oh.
So it moved her from being paralyzed and where mm-hmm. she was into being enabled and encouraged to do something that made a difference in her life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? That right there, that's what I hope this show does.
Yeah.
I hope that if you're listening tonight and this has given you a little spark, go out and just see what happens with it. That's,
yes.
That's the beauty of it. And we've only got a couple of more minutes, Mimi, but I'll tell you, I'm blessed to have had you on our show.
Thank you.
So much. If you could leave us with one thing, I'll put you on the spot again. What do you think that would be?
Take the initiative and do something. Get up off the couch. Do one thing every day.
Yeah.
If you can do one thing, even if it's, you know, watering a plant or something, do something for yourself and then say, well, gosh, I could go water my neighbor's plant, or I could sweep, or just think of other people. And, you know, what if that neighbor doesn't agree with you politically?
Yeah.
Well, I say all the more reason to show them that you're a loving person. So do something to bless another, and it'll bless you in return.
Yeah, things are actions are contagious, whether mm-hmm. they're positive or negative.
Yeah.
So
let's make it an epidemic.
Make it an epidemic of positivity.
Yeah, I love
exactly
it.
Exactly right. Well, so Mimi, thank you so much for joining us. It has been my pleasure, and I'm sure all of our listeners as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being here, and I love everything Casey and I are related.
Yeah, me too. So our guests, thank you for listening, and we will see you again, or hear you. You'll hear us again next month right here on Heroes of the North State, and I hope you have a blessed and happy rest of your month. Thank you.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The first reference to Shasta was made in 1814 by British explorer and fur trapper Alexander Henry, who wrote about the Shasta tribe of Indians living on the mountain. Another version suggests that Shasta is a corruption of the Russian word Tashel, meaning white or pure mountain. Russian fur trappers were in the area from 1812 to 1842. In 1827, Hudson Bay's company brigade leader Peter Skeen Ogden wrote in his diary, "I have named this river Sastine River. There is a mountain equal in height to Mount Hood or Vancouver."
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.